Now, this is a story which I find fascinating because, you know, our morning team show, we bring you updates and information as we can. Sometimes, of course, investigating those stories that we think you shouldn't waste your time on. See, I will waste our time so you don't have to. See, then I tell you about the story. Then once you hear it, you say, oh, I already know about that. Don't need to waste my time with it.
We appreciate it.
Well, this is a helpful one. Because to me, there are two words that could help out this family suffering from this. This is a California family, and they're dealing with an infestation of hundreds of migratory birds who have taken up residence in their house. See if you can see these birds and how they're entering the house here. Check out this video here. You'll see the birds coming up in a second. Watch these birds here just swarming down.
Yeah.
Have you seen this video?
I saw it last night.
Yeah.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean,
did they give us the inside view too once they're in?
Yeah. Oof. There's this. So yeah, they're just, and they're hanging up on the ceiling, and they're all over the place.
All over the place. The place is infested with them.
Yeah, and so they're trying to get them out there, and of course the birds are doing what the birds do. So the whole house is just
They called animal control and they said open your doors and windows.
Yeah, how
and the birds
that?
Still didn't go out. They just stayed perched right inside. So they had to basically pluck them out.
Now, apparently the birds are, it says here, vox swifts, a species known for roosting in chimneys in large groups. Well, they certainly did that.
Mm-hmm.
It says here, the homeowner reported about 1,000 birds that, now here's the key, swooped down the chimney and, okay, here's your two words for help. Chimney cap.
Yeah.
Right.
Because
there is no cap on that chimney.
Nope. Right.
No. Right down.
Yeah.
I don't care if it's birds. You've had people who have had squirrels, raccoons, possums, and things that get in. Yeah. But in this case, it seems to me, chimney cap would have meant not in your home, but somebody else that doesn't have one.
And they there, said
there's
that
your the, morning team help.
They said that these birds do this because they're looking for a strong structure to protect them from predators.
Well, I get that inside a home.
Chimney, I guess. Yeah, right.
Chimney, but yeah, just cap that chimney and
you're
you
fine.
Know. Or three words, close the flue. Here's some more help for you.
That's right.
I mean, unless these birds have some wicked powers, I don't know. Alfred Hitchcock's birds probably could have got through a chimney cap or the flue. Yeah,
I'm sure they could have.
They'd open the door and
or start a fire
found a way to get
in the fireplace.
Yeah, there you go. Well, smoke them out.
Where's Rod Taylor when you need him? Yes. Or Tippi Hedren.
Tippi Hedren. Oh, was that a classic? Oh, yes. Yeah, but yeah, it's disgusting, and I'm sorry for him. And apparently it says, if I'm reading this correctly, it says that insurance isn't going to cover the mess.
Well,
of course not.
No.
You didn't have a rider for birds down the chimney, did you? Insurance company would have told you the same thing. Well, I'm sorry, but if you had a chimney cap on, you wouldn't have this problem.
You wouldn't have that issue, right?
We get a $5 monthly deduction for a chimney cap.
Yeah.
I don't know that. I'm just saying that.
That is breaking and entering, though, on the birds' part, isn't it?
Come to think of it, they are trespassing.
The law is not on their side.
Not at all. 7:50 is the time on WSGW. We'll put a link up on the morning team page. You can check out the video for yourself. It is. It's fascinating to see, but yeah, trying to be helpful, homeowners. And that's for any homeowner, by the way. If you don't have a chimney cap, get one.